symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
I have hit record, and we are going to do this damn thing. I am Brent, he's the mayor, and he's Glenn, and we're here to make some Elimination Chamber picks because there's a big premium live event tomorrow as we're recording this. You listen to it. It's today, but we recorded it last night, so it's tomorrow. It's the Elimination Chamber. Mayor,
today for me.
Yes, yes, the next day for whatever day we say it's today for Glenn, it's tomorrow for us. Mayor, how you doing?
Oh man, I am so excited for this premium live event. It's just still weird to me calling them premium live events. A PLE, not a pay-per-view, or as Arn Anderson likes to call them, a pay-for-view.
Pay-for-view, same thing. Mm-hmm. Per-for, same thing. What about Super you, Glenn? How is life across in jolly old London town? You don't live there, but still.
It's all right, as far as I know. Not heard it's blown up or anything.
Haven't heard of otherwise, so it must be fine.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have nuclear trains blowing up where you're at, so you're in a lot better place than I am.
They've outlawed that. For some reason, your state decided not to.
Well, they've also probably outlawed a lot of the shit they put in our foods where you live too, Glenn, but they don't give a fuck about us. We can get cancer. It's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our foods don't expire for 17 years. Take that.
Yeah. Man, I got a box of cereal that's been in my cupboard for 8 months. If I take it out and eat it right now, it's going to be fresh as a daisy.
We're not sure how, but don't ask questions.
That's probably not a good thing, but fuck it. But fuck it. Well, the road to WrestleMania continues with the Elimination Chamber. So let's do this. Let's make some picks. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. The first match we'll go with
JC James. Oh, sorry.
No, JC James not in this one. Maybe the next one though. We'll just go with the mixed tag team match. We've got Edge and Beth Phoenix taking on the Judgment Day, which will consist of Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. I'm going to allow myself to go first because I'm the host of this show. So why the fuck not? I don't know. So, like, I doubt that Beth pins Rhea because I don't think they want to make Rhea get pinned in a match before she has a championship match for WrestleMania. But maybe does Edge pin Balor? This one really honestly could go either way. Like, you would think that Edge and Beth would win it, but I'm going to go with Edge and Beth win, but Edge wins with a spear of some sort, something like that. Glenn, what do you think?
I think that for some reason Edge and Beth are going to win, but it'll be by DQ or something.
That makes sense.
That I think Dominic will get involved or something like that. or get Judgment Day DQ'd. So nobody comes away looking bad out of it.
I mean, that's a pretty good way to book this thing, Glenn. I think you're a smart man. Mayor, what do you think?
I'm on the same boat as you fellas. I think Edge and Beth, both Canadians and Canada, get the win here. Feel good moment to kick off the show. But they got to still keep Rhea looking strong. They can't make her look weak at all in this match. So they're going to have Finn take the pin here. I really wish it was Dominic and Rhea in the match instead of Finn and Rhea.
Could be, yeah.
I guess it could be. I think that would have made more sense to me. And I think that crowd would have ate that up because, God, do they love Edge in Canada. And everyone hates Dominic. So I think that that would have just been a fire way to start the program. But I think Finn takes the pin, and I just wanted to rhyme. So Edge, Beth Phoenix win.
And don't forget there is a precedent for this of Finn Balor getting injured and Dominic taking over. So.
That's true. I could see it happening. I guess it makes sense of being Finn because that's who faced Edge in the I Quit match. We know when they did whatever they did to. I think it's going to be interesting to me to see like where does Edge go from this and what's he going to do at WrestleMania? Because I can't see them. I don't. Maybe they will extend this to WrestleMania. Maybe he faces Damian Priest or something. But I just don't know how they extend this Edge Judgment Day thing any longer to go to WrestleMania. Because I assume by all the stuff they keep doing with Ray and Dominic that it's going to be Ray and Dominic at WrestleMania. Perhaps. I'm not 100% sure on that. But
that would be good.
I mean, I feel like that's the way it's rolling. But it'll be interesting to see after this where Edge goes from this and what he's going to be doing forward at WrestleMania.
My money on it would be Edge and Ray in a tag team against Dominic and Finn, probably.
Yeah, that might be a good way.
That way they get them both on the card, you know. And
yeah, might be a good way to go. Might be a good way to go. All right, we'll go with the first Elimination Chamber match. We'll go with the Women's Elimination Chamber match. We've got Asuka versus Liv Morgan versus Nikki Cross versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya versus Carmella. Glenn, who you got?
What's at stake with this? Is this a
number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania?
Out of that lot, you've got to go with Asuka. They changed the character. Made her heel. Asuka.
I like how Glenn talked himself through that. That was good. Mayor, why don't you go ahead and talk yourself out of a pick?
I hate to agree because Glenn talked me into it as well. I think it's got to be Asuka. They've had her looking strong. I think she's won every single match for whether it was a tag team, a triple threat, a six-woman tag match. She's won every single match since they flipped her over to Kana? Was that the name of her character?
That's the original.
they've made her look strong the entire time. And, you know, it only makes sense that it's got to be a heel facing Bianca at WrestleMania, although I still don't know what they're going to be doing with Bayley and Becky Lynch. That still doesn't make sense to me how they weren't included in it in this Elimination Chamber, because it seems like there's only one logical answer, and I think that's got to be Kana, Asuka, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah. See, it was weird because it's like they had Lita come out there and save Becky Lynch, and now they didn't have any follow up from that. We don't know why Lita showed up, why she helped Becky Lynch, what she was even doing there. Nothing. We got no context from that whatsoever, so we're even more confused.
She just heard her theme music played, so she came out and started dancing, and then saw what was taking place. And
that's what it was. She just came to the arena to dance that night, and then her music came on, and she said, "What the fuck? What's going on here? Oh, okay, I better go help Becky Lynch." Even the last time I saw her, she made fun of me. If you work through the process of elimination here, it's not going to be Carmella. As a matter of fact, I don't want to be mean, but I don't even know why they put fucking Carmella in this thing. When they had that fatal four-way match, it was Mia Yim, Candice LeRae, Piper Niven, and Carmella. And I'm like, it's got to be anybody but Carmella. Wrong! It is Carmella. First match back. Let's throw her in there. I don't even know why she's in it. So she's not going to win. Natalya can't cut a promo to save her life. She's not going to win. Nikki Cross, probably not. Liv Morgan, can't see it. The only two, there is only two on this list that I think could win. One is Raquel Rodriguez, but I don't think it'll be Raquel Rodriguez because they seem to be pushing her as a babyface. And I don't think what you want to do is have a monster babyface take on a babyface Bianca Belair at WrestleMania, because who gets over there? Nobody. So it's got to be Asuka. I think you lean in heavy on the heel, make Asuka do more heelish shit, and let it be Asuka. I think, I mean, Asuka and Bianca Belair have had some good matches before, and I think they could have a banger at WrestleMania. So, yeah, why not Asuka? It's got to be Asuka, right?
It's got to be Asuka.
It's got to be.
Asuka. All right. The next one, this one is a certified Hoss fight. It is the Hoss fight to end all Hoss fights. It is Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Boy. So I didn't see this, but Bray Wyatt said he wanted to face the winner of this match on SmackDown at WrestleMania. Is that what he said?
Yep.
Yeah, something along those lines.
But no,
he said wrong.
It came across more that I think he said that he wanted to face Brock Lesnar no matter who won.
I didn't see it, but I thought he said whoever survives the match between Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, he just said run. And that was like,
yeah.
I can't see Brock or Bobby Lashley running from anything in their entire life.
No.
Even that Coke Bear. They picked the wrong guys to tell him to run.
Yeah, like Glenn said, Brock Lesnar wouldn't run from the Cocaine Bear. So no. Running ain't in their vocabulary. No. At least running from somebody. So fuck, man. Based on the fact that I just like, I want to see Brock Lesnar versus Gunther at WrestleMania. That's what I want to see. So I don't know. I'm gonna pick Bobby Lashley, I guess, even though I really don't know. Glenn, what about you?
Brock. Lashley's left him laying twice now. So they've made Lashley look strong. It's time to bring the beast back.
That's fair. That's fair. Mayor of Canton, what about you, buddy, old pal?
I want to pick Brock to win it for the whole spoiler, just because I think that Brock should win it. But I think Lashley and the Hurt Business kind of join forces here finally. And somehow the Hurt Business and Bobby Lashley go over just so that they can feud with the Wyatt / Uncle Howdy / whatever puppets they have in their category. Because I can't see Brock getting into a feud with a guy with puppets. Like, it just it doesn't make sense to me. Like, that doesn't seem like Brock would sign up for that. Like,
yeah.
And not to mention, I don't think he would want to be made a fool to have, you know, a feud with him and Uncle Howdy. Like, I just can't see Brock wanting to be anywhere around that. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So yeah. If they are going in a direction with Bobby Lashley with the winner of this having a feud with Bray Wyatt, the only thing that makes sense to me is Bobby Lashley and the Hurt Business joining forces to have a feud with Bray and the Wyatt family, whatever you want to call them. So that's why I'm picking that, not because I don't think Brock deserves to win here, but I also could see Brock and Gunther going in that direction for WrestleMania, hopefully, because I want to see that.
Let's hope. Yeah. Good God, that's like King Kong versus Godzilla.
I fear.
Although Meerkat Moss did a good job tonight.
Yeah, he did. That was I did catch that match, and yeah, he was a lot better in that match than I thought he would be. I mean, every time I see Madcap Moss, he's a little bit more impressive than the last time I saw him. So I just think they should change the name, change it back to Riddick Moss, or just call it Moss. I don't know, but Madcap Moss just sounds stupid.
It does.
So they should. He's not with Constable Corbin or Happy Corbin, so whatever the fuck it is, so drop the Madcap and maybe call him Riddick Moss
again. Let's call him Moss Man. Like my He-Man character.
Mothman sounds like a bad, like a bad superhero gimmick, like Aquaman or something. Mothman is the bootleg Aquaman. That's who it is. The reason I just picked Bobby Lashley because if whoever wins this match is going to face Bray Wyatt, I'd rather have it be Bobby than Brock because I really want to see Brock versus Gunther. And I just don't, like you said, Mayor, I can't see, but I also can't see Bobby Lashley doing all that weird shit either. So,
no.
Could you imagine them pitching puppets to MVP backstage? He's like, what the fuck are you talking about, puppet? I don't know. No, I'm doing that.
No, I can't either. But
you got to choose one of them, though.
Yeah.
If I have to choose one of them, I'm sticking Lashley in that role with the Hurt Business.
Off on fire. So, all right. Now it's the second chamber match. This one is for the United States Championship. Champion Austin Theory defending his belt against Seth freaking Rollins, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford. Now that I think about it, this one could kick off the pay-per-view. Perhaps. Maybe. I don't know. Whose turn is it to go first? I believe it's Glenn's turn to go first. Isn't it, Glenn? So you get to pick this one first. Glenn, who you got?
I can't see the title changing hands. It may do it at WrestleMania against somebody, but not tomorrow night. Mayor, that's theory for me.
I mean... Mayor, are you agreeing with that or are you disagreeing? Taking somebody else.
I feel like Glenn and I have had the same exact pick every time.
No, I went with Lesnar. You've gone for Lashley.
Okay. All right. Then I don't feel so bad if I pick Theory here because I really think Theory is going to win this. But I wanted to talk my way into having something very unexpected happening here. And that was Montez Ford winning. Gosh, I can't pull the trigger on it just because I can't even talk myself into Montez Ford winning here, but I really want to see that because I think him and Bianca have a television show coming up together that they're kind of doing like a Miz and Mrs. spinoff between the two of them.
Oh boy.
And both of them having championship belts going into that kind of makes sense to me, but I don't think they need it. So I can't do it. I just am trying to pull for Montez Ford. And God, I absolutely hate Seth Rollins. I know he's supposed to be a baby face, but I don't think there's someone that I've hated more. Like he's nearing that Darby Allin, not the Ultimate Warrior level, but he's getting there. Like, God, he's just so irritating. Like, what is there to cheer for other than people want to sing along?
Boots he was wearing Monday night.
It's terrible. Man. Yeah, so I'm going with Austin Theory. I went all the way around in a full circle, and I didn't even bring up Bronson Reed or Johnny Gargano because there's not a single chance in hell either Damian one of Priest. Them Damian Priest, I could give a coin flip to maybe, but the other two, no, I just don't see it. Austin Theory retains.
Yeah, I'd like to pick somebody else in this, but it would just be a Hail Mary because I can't see it either. It doesn't make any sense to take it off Theory. It doesn't make any sense to give it to any one of these guys.
He's going to do something heelish, like barricade himself in one of the chambers or something so nobody right. can get at him.
And you know he's going to be he'll either be the first one out of the pot, he'll either start the match or be the very last one that comes out of the pot. No, he will. I do think Montez Ford is gonna shine in this thing. I do think that they're gonna have him, you know, do like a few steal the show moments with that.
I think he'll be one of the people that starts.
Yeah, he probably will. You're probably right. But yeah, it's got to be Austin Theory. I would be shocked if anybody else wins this thing. The only other person I could maybe see was Damian Priest, but at this point he doesn't really need the U.S. Championship, and I think it's better on Theory. And if you believe what I read on the interwebs, we might be seeing John Cena versus Austin Theory at WrestleMania. So,
ooh, okay, be nice for the U.S. belt to.
Is Montez Ford out of all that lot is the only one that you could sort of earmark for doing a stunt off the top of one of the pods or something?
Yeah, that's true. He could do one of the.
Nice Bronson, can't see Bronson Reed plummeting through himself.
I hope not. Whoever's taking that, I feel bad for.
Yeah.
God forbid.
I've seen him jump off the top of a cage, so he could do it.
Yeah, he definitely would. I'm not ruling that out because I can see him just wanting the spotlight to do that.
Yeah.
Now the person that has to take it,
not me.
You'd need everybody just to be there to go to take the impact of that.
He's gonna go through the fucking ring. You gotta reinforce the ring, pal.
What are there any odds that Logan Paul shows up in this?
None whatsoever.
None. Okay. I was wondering if he was the one that kind of plays into this with the whole Rollins kind of deal going back and forth.
He's busy with his brother at the moment, hyping up this fight with Fury's brother.
Oh, I was going to say, is he not allowed in Canada either?
There's a lot of people that have a criminal history.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to go to Canada, so it's fine. All right, now the main event of the evening, the crowd is going to be fucking on fire for this thing. It's going to be a party in Manitoba. It's going to be a party in Montreal, that's for sure. That's where it's at, right? It's in Montreal. Roman Reigns defends the Universal Champion, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship against Sami Zayn. Mayor of Canton, you get the distinction of picking first on this one. Is there any way on God's green earth that Sami Zayn walks out of here and marches to WrestleMania as the WWE Universal Undisputed Champion? What do you think, Mayor?
Is there any chance?
Do you think there's any chance?
I think there's zero chance. I think that, you know, in the old adage, putting butts in seats, I don't think there's going to be a single butt in any one of those seats. I think that these people are going to be standing for the duration of 30 minutes just cheering this on. They're going to go on a wild ride up and down, and there's going to be so many close calls that make you think Sammy's going to win it, but he's not. Roman will continue this streak. I honestly feel like I'm going to go in an opposite direction where I hear, you know, I see people talking about crap online, where they're trying to pitch that it's going to be Sammy and Kevin versus the Usos at WrestleMania. I think completely opposite. I see Kevin Owens showing up here in a Hulk Hogan like NWO moment. Owens comes down. They think he's going to save him. Wrong. Owens turns on Sammy here and goes full blown heel in Montreal. And because Sammy wasn't backing him up when he needed him most to challenge Roman, and he was supposed to be his best friend. And I see Owens and Zayn having a WrestleMania match. And that's what I think happens here. That way they don't keep Sammy going weak, and they don't have to feel bad that they're going to go into WrestleMania and Sammy's just going to get a tag match. Like, I feel like that could, like, completely shit on the fans and people would not be happy with that. But if Owens turns and is the bad guy in his hometown, I could see that completely working and no one actually seeing this happening except me, the, you know, soothsayer of this happening. But so Roman wins, Owens turns heel, and that's what happens.
I mean, I don't hate that idea. It's a good idea. It's a fine idea. I also could see maybe we get some sort of shenanigans here with maybe some sort of like a screw job finish or some sort of strange finish that somehow is going to lead to this, you know, main event of WrestleMania somehow becoming a triple threat and Sami Zayn getting another chance to be champion. God. Glenn? Who are you gonna pick?
I've got Roman.
Okay, well then I'm gonna throw up the Hail Mary here, Glenn. I'm gonna go with Sammy, even though I don't think it's gonna happen. But I'm gonna pick Sami Zayn just because you guys are both picking Roman.
It depends on how true the rumor mill is. If this rumor mill, this rumor that's going around that Roman has been told for medical reasons he needs to take 6 months off. Now, whether they do it tomorrow night or at WrestleMania, he's going to lose that belt at some point.
Right.
Or those titles at some point.
I think it's more likely that they keep him until Mania, I feel like.
Yeah, I would think so as well.
Unless they do something where, like, Jay screws Roman out of the title, and then it's going to be, you know, Sammy versus Cody, and then Roman will just face Jay at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think about it, the longest story that the WWE has told us right now is the Jey Uso story. Because remember how it started, and now it's come all the way until now. So, I mean, it's not a terrible idea for them to settle this long, you know, 2 year plus feud between, sort of feud between, you know, frenemies feud between Jay and Roman. That would be interesting too. So, I mean, you never fucking know. You never fucking know. Anything
can happen. I think that's one of the most appealing things since Triple H is taking control of creative. Like, I feel like there's an opportunity for pretty much anything to happen and still make sense.
Right.
Like, not just for shock factor. Like, they've built stories where, like, ABC could happen and all of it would still make sense where they could tie back to it in a lot of scenarios.
Yep, and that's what the nice thing is, to be excited about the wrestling again, if you know what I mean.
Certainly.
All right. Well, is there anything from the wrestling universe that y'all wanted to touch on before we get into this episode of a WWF Superstars from 1993? Anything at all that on your mind that you want to get off about wrestling this week?
No, I think we covered it all. Everything else.
Because both Raw and SmackDown are building towards the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
And nothing else has happened there. I've not heard of anything else that really.
I read some ridiculous rumors today that people were talking about on the internet that I thought were funny. You guys want me to share them with you?
Go ahead.
I'm willing. I have most wrestling sites blocked for every reason to actually.
I have most of them blocked too, but, like, you know, if you go to the search thing and it'll show you, like, what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I see certain names and I'm like, well, okay, well, why is this trending?
Are they still alive? Like,
I got on today and Charlie Sheen was trending. I said, oh, fuck, did Charlie Sheen die? No, he had not died. that's what I always think. So today, it was either Kenny Omega or the Elite were trending. So I just looked to see what that meant. And apparently, there's rumors out there that Kenny Omega's contract with AEW is up soon and that he may be jumping to WWE. Have you guys heard this? Have you guys read this rumors as well, or is it just me?
No. I did hear something about it last week that they were talking about his contract's up.
But I also read that
he
was injured for forever, and usually wrestler contracts, if you're signed up to a certain date, if you're injured, they tack that time back onto the rest of the contract, like the time that you were gone off injury. And I don't know if Tony Khan does that too. I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but I just thought it was funny, so I thought I'd bring it up to you.
If he leaves AEW, I can't see him going to WWE, or he's even going back to Japan.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I would think it would happen. Like, I don't think he'd be long for the world in WWE. I just don't see it.
I think things would be different now with the people who are in charge now. He'd have a better shot now than he would have, you know, 5 years ago, but I can't see. Once you read one thing, people start saying crazy things. So they're like, oh, and the Young Bucks are going to leave too. Like, the whole Elite's going to leave AEW. I'm like, come on, shut the fuck up. They started the company and they're all going to leave?
No, I don't see any of that happening.
Yeah.
The only way that they'd break the bank to get in there is if it was a stipulation from whoever's going to buy it that they'd want a name like Kenny Omega there.
That's a good point.
I don't think that any of these people that would be buying it are like wrestling fans. Like, these people don't care about
they just want
property. They want, you know,
they'd be like, who that's the, it. They'd be like, who and the that is Kenny Omega.
And that is the one reason that they might insist on that, because Kenny Omega is sort of well wide known, even to non-wrestling people.
Yeah, if anything, I would think that they would be wanting the headache of CM Punk, and I don't see. I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to sign up for that. But
no,
I think he's proven though, as much as he's a dickhead, that he actually does draw viewers. Like, there's a direct correlation to their increase in viewers and then loss of viewers while he is there and while he isn't there. People tune in whether they like him or not, but they tune in.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I don't watch AEW enough to really have an opinion on it. I read that earlier and I thought it was funny. So, and I didn't know if you guys had heard the same thing. So I wanted to bring it up to you. It's always interesting to see what the internet has to say about what's going on in wrestling. It's always interesting. People always got the inside scoop. They always know what's going to happen.
Yes, I've started my own Wrestling Insider Twitter account and have just been posting that Chelsea Green's going to find her way into the cage to main event WrestleMania.
She's going to climb on it. Well, all right, let's get to it because it's really late and Glenn's got to get to bed eventually at some point. So we're at WWF Superstars February 6th.
Cleveland, Ohio! Are you ready to rock?
We are here for the Mullets.
Some Joe Dirt's out there, some Kentucky Wolves.